Organizers of the Lansing Marathon are already preparing for the third installment of the race next May. Along with the marathon, there will be a 5K race, a 1.5K race for kids, and a half marathon. Additionally, marathon officials have announced the Lansing Marathon Race Series leading up to the marathon. Each race in the series will incorporate a unique part of the Lansing area, starting with the Old Town New Year 5K on New Year's Eve, which is days away, right? All of the races support a charity called Lansing Moves the World. Here to tell us more about the races, Dr. Owen Anderson, the founder of the Lansing Marathon and the CEO of Lansing Moves the World. Welcome back, Owen.
Thank you very much, Mark. Good morning.
Very good to see you. Talk to us about the first two Lansing Marathons, and did participation grow from year one to year two?
It did, Mark. We were really happy about that. For year one, we had about 1,700 participants in our races combined. And year two, we stepped up to over 2,200. So we felt that was a good increase. Naturally, for 2014, we'd like to grow a bit more. So we're aiming for more than 3,000 participants.
Is it next year? That's a pretty respectable jump. Is a sophomore slump or is maintaining momentum in an event like this pretty difficult, or you think you can pull off these goals?
We think we can. We don't think it's difficult to maintain the momentum. There's a lot of positive feeling about the marathon in the community. We're all about health and fitness in the community. I think people recognize that. We feel that we're a good community partner. We try to have outreach programs in Lansing schools that people are very excited about. And not only that, we've changed the marathon a bit for 2014 to reach out to the community so that the marathon is not just a race on a weekend. It is a race, after all, and it's an exciting weekend. But we want to be part of the community as well, so we've changed the course for 2014. We have a new course that goes through key parts of Lansing. It'll go through Old Town for the first time. It'll go through Rio Town, pass by the Kalamazoo Center on East Kalamazoo Street, and go by Stadium District as well and through downtown as well. So we're really emphasizing Lansing and bringing in parts of the community that are interesting and important to people.
Some of the more prominent, better known parts of the city.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So we want to make the whole community part of our event, and we think that's a key way to grow.
I mean, you did face some challenges last year. Last year's race was shortly after the Boston Marathon bombing. There was some flooding. The weather could have been better. I guess a train forced some runners to stop for a short time. So there's no end to the logistical challenges that can arise when you put on one of these events.
That's so true. It's so true. I mean, directing a marathon has so many logistical challenges. So many things can happen. But, you know, you learn. You try to make things good for all the people involved. Want to make it a great race for people. You know, give them a great shirt, give them a great medallion, and have the race be a terrific experience. The train last year was very unfortunate. People took it with good grace. You know, it just happens.
Now, are you still subject to a train interruption in 2014, or is the route changed in such a way that you'll avoid that?
Well, we still have one crossing on the course, but it's early in the race, so we can get people across the crossing, and we should be safe after that.
And we have to talk about the series as well. As if the day of the marathon doesn't keep you busy enough, you're launching the Lansing Marathon Race Series on December 31st, the Old Town New Year 5K. How many of these races are you planning, and where, and what parts of the city?
Well, we're looking at three races right now, three key races, and the first, as you mentioned, is the Old Town New Year 5K on December 31st. That'll be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We're really excited about that. This will really be our first New Year's Eve event in the city of Lansing. And the marathon is really all about fitness and community health and about creating a community that's devoted to running, walking, being healthy. So we thought it would be a great time to get started with a 5K right before 2014 begins. So that's an Old Town race, again, featuring a really interesting and great part of our city. And then we'd like to have a 5K on the south side of Lansing right around January 20th, MLK's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Holiday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, people like holiday events very, very much. So we're looking at a 5K in the city of Lansing. This would be in downtown Lansing around February 15th, which is the day after Valentine's Day. And that would be the Heart Lansing Moves the World Chocolatiers 5K. Runners love holidays, and they love chocolate. So what better way to have a race runners, than to have chocolate medallions after the race?
Runners need a lot of fuel.
They
right?
do
and
need
chocolate
fuels.
Is high-quality fuel, I think.
It is
I
great
think
fuel. It's high in energy and high in antioxidants as well, so perfect for our runners.
Now, talk to us about the Lansing Moves the World Foundation. This is the charitable aspect of all of this running activity.
It is. It really is. And Lansing Moves the World has programs here in Lansing with Lansing school kids. We have what we call our ACE program, A-C-E. That stands for Activity, Community, and Educational, Community Involvement and Educational Opportunity. So right now we're working in two schools. We're devoted to some of our core schools in Lansing, schools that are near the center of Lansing. So right now we're in Mount Hope School and also Willow Elementary School. The whole idea behind our ACE program is to get kids exercising and to foster a love of exercise among our kids. We're seeing that obesity has crept into our public schools, lack of fitness is there, even type 2 diabetes. We're concerned about the reports that we hear that life expectancy could be lower for this generation of kids for the first time ever. So we want to, you know, foster a love of exercise and encourage our kids to think that exercise is a lifelong activity, something that they'll do for their entire lives. We think that exercise is great medicine. It's great for self-esteem. It's great for everything. So these programs are not mileage programs. They're not walking for miles. They're not running for miles. We've understood that kids don't like to train for marathons. So we've gone into the schools and given them an after-school program that involves a high level of activity and is tremendously fun. So we give them lots of different activities, lots of relays, lots of hurdles to jump over, lots of bounding, hopping, skipping, tug-of-war with a rope, all kinds of great activities. And after 75 minutes of moving around, we can tell the kids, hey, congratulations, you just covered 6 miles, and it was a lot of fun.
We're talking with Dr. Owen Anderson, founder and director of the Lansing Marathon, about next year's event, but also about the Lansing Marathon Race Series, which launches on the day before, the last day of 2013, with the Old Town New Year 5K. Some of your charitable activity is also focused in Africa. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is. You know, our overall focus with Lansing Moves the World is on children. We want to promote activity, health, fitness, and security for children. And I have a lifelong interest in Africa, specifically in Kenya, because I work with Kenyan runners there. So I've been to Kenya 14 times, and on my trips there, I recognize that there are a lot of kids there face a lot of challenges. And last year, as you may know, a lot of violence broke out in Kenya, especially in what we call the Tana County or the Tana River District of Kenya. Kids were really affected there by the violence. In fact, a lot of kids were killed. A lot of kids were orphaned. A lot of kids had their siblings killed in the violence that occurred. So it occurred to me that Lansing Moves the World could help those children as well. And what we've done so far is to identify children who have been affected by the violence in Tana County. Tana County is in eastern Kenya. It's fairly big. It's about 13,000 square miles. It's bigger than the state of Maryland. It has about 300,000 people. And in that population, it has about 10,000 orphans. In other words, one out of every 30 residents of Tana County is an orphan under the age of 18. So what we have tried to do is identify children who have been affected by the violence and give them an educational opportunity. The schools in Tana County have been closed down because of the violence. So we've identified children who have lost one or both parents, many of their siblings, they're not going to school, and we've moved them out of the dangerous area in which they were living and moved them into western Kenya so that they can go to boarding school and get the education restarted. Mm. Now, that's a short-term solution, and we can't help every child in Tana County that way. So we've been working with the Tana County government as well. And recently, Tana County government has given Lansing Moves the World 20 acres of land this is a really exciting development because on that land we can build a safety center for kids and also a school which the kids can attend.
How interesting.
Yeah, this is going to be in a place called Tarasa, which is in Tana County. It's in the Tana Delta, the lower part of the county. And it's a great, great opportunity because this land is right between the four different tribal groups who have been in conflict with each other. So it won't belong to any tribe. We'll take kids from every tribe. In fact, the kids that we've been moving out of the Delta come from different tribal groups. They go to school together in Western Kenya. They learn to love each other and get along with each other. Back in the Delta, they would be enemies because they're from different tribes. Mm. But they'll be our new land is right in the center between the tribal groups. It has some security. We're near a police station, and we're really anxious to get going on that project. If people are interested, they could read more about it on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com, Lansing Moves the World. And we're really excited to get going with that. We're also staging some events in Kenya as well. Specifically, we have a peace race coming up. That'll be a 10K race in Tana Delta. This will be the first time that the groups, and this will be for all of the tribal groups there who've been in conflict, this will be the first time the groups have come together in recent history to do something other than be in conflict with each other, and they'll be in a 10K race.
And for quickly, for people who want to participate in the Old Town New Year 5K, where do they go?
They can simply take a look at the Lansing Marathon Facebook page or else just our website, which is lansingmarathon.com, and there's information about the 5K right on the website.
Dr. Owen Anderson is the founder of the Lansing Marathon and the CEO of Lansing Moves the World. Owen, good luck. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Mark.